track 13 and a roundup of the sport. And we're going to start with rugby, which has had a poor league start for Newton Abbott sides, I'm afraid. Newton Abbott have to dust themselves down after an opening day pasting at Tiverton for Saturday's home game against Wellington in the South West 2. The All Whites went down 36-0 to newly promoted Tiverton, which was hardly the start player coach Lloyd Radford would have been hoping for. Now, the new cross coaching team are not reading too much into their 10-5 first day defeat by Crediton Quins in their Devon 2 openers. New Cross will be aiming for a bounce-back win when Clumpton's second 15 visit Five Lanes on Saturday the 14th. The women, however, Teignmouth Rugby Football Club women were the first to show off the new 150th anniversary kit under the lights with a 12-a-side fixture. Withycombe were the visitors on Friday, September the 6th, and the home side got off to a winning start. A lot of to-ing and fro-ing, but the final score was 41-24. And then it was the turn of the men's second 15 the following day, and they hosted to Topsham and made it a second win of the weekend for Teignmouth, and that score was 17-7. Teignmouth Rugby Football Club first 15 got the new season underway in their 150th anniversary kit. I feel a bit of a theme here, with a league defeat, unfortunately, on home soil. Opponents Winscombe drew first blood, slotting a penalty to make it 3-0. Teignmouth missed a kick of their own and were punished. Teignmouth began the second half well and continued to keep their heads high, but the next points of the game went against them and the score was 37-3 to Winscombe. And on to football and the Western Football League with Buckland Athletic 2, Street Football Club 2. Rain fell from minute 1 to minute 90 at Homer's Heath, with Buckland Athletic hosting Street Football Club in a clash between the 4th and 3rd on Saturday, the September the 7th. 2-2 was how it ended in a true game of two halves, Hart's final assessment being that overall it's a fair result and we can both be semi-happy with the outcome. And then on to the South Devon Football League roundup. In the South Devon Football League, it was business as usual for the Premier Division champions as Ilsington Villa got their season off to a winning start, winning 3-1 against Kingsdainton Athletic. And there was better news for Premier new boys Newton Abbott Spurs second 11, who got their first points of the season with a 4-0 victory at Buckfast Rangers, which is never an easy place to go to. In the South West Peninsula League, Spurs are soaring ahead in the South West Peninsula League. Newton Abbott Spurs leapfrogged Sidmouth Town into third place for the time being after beating them on Saturday, September the 7th. However, as it says later in the article, midweek games may have changed that by now. And then we have a little bit of bowls. I think we're coming to the end of the bowl season. And the final weekend was played in unsettled weather at Newton Abbott Bowls Club, but the triples final was the only one that wasn't completed. Catherine Pickett won the ladies' championship singles, beating Isabel Burley in the final, while Sean Grease edged out Will Stevens to win the men's equivalent. And a little bit of golf, where Stover Golf Club reclaimed their South Devon League crown last weekend, facing last year's winners Warren on the final day of the season. The runners-up were Churston, who amassed 39.5 points. But Stover beat Warren 5-2 on home soil to claim the title, finishing on a total of 43.5 points. And that concludes our sport roundup for this week.